All of us face challenges, and many people, when they face a challenge or a difficulty, they think it's no use, I can't make it, and they quit and never press through. You'll never change your life by becoming fearful, getting discouraged, or quitting. God never planned for any of us to live a fearful, defeated, discouraged life. He's given us everything we need to go to the other side. And that's the title of my message today, Going to the Other Side. Through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, we have victory. Through the Holy Spirit, John, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Now, I want us to learn some lessons today from a story that's recorded in Mark 4. Beginning with verse 35, Mark 4:35. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when he had left the multitude, they took him along in a boat as he was, and other little boats with him also. And a great windstorm arose and beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have so little faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now, as they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, it seems that they got into a tremendous storm. And it caused them to become fearful. They thought they were going to perish. Now, think about this for a minute. Four of those disciples on board that ship were fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. And they had made a living fishing on this body of water. So it must have been an extremely violent storm for these experienced fishermen to begin to get in fear of themselves. But I want you to notice in verse 35, Jesus gave specific instructions and he said, let us go to the other side. He intended for them to get to the other side. He didn't intend for anything to happen. He intended them to make their destination. You know, sometimes we think God is looking for a super spiritual people to accomplish his will and purpose. No, he's just looking for some ordinary people who will believe what the Word of God says. Lester Summerall said this, God working through an ordinary person can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles and accomplish incredible feats. That's a good statement. I'll read that again so you get a hold of it. God working through an ordinary person can overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles and accomplish incredible feats. I believe that we can learn some valuable lessons from this story. I want you to notice that he intended for the disciples to go to the other side, and he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. The Classified Amplified says, he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. We know that Jesus meant for them to literally cross a sea, a body of water. Now, God may not ask you to, or you may not have to literally cross a sea, but I'm going to tell you what, as we cross the sea of life, we go through storms. Actually, we need to take this, the sea here, as the sea of life that we're living in, the storm, as the storms and difficulties that we have to go through, issues from the past, or storms that we face on the sea of life, challenges and hardships, physical battle, sickness, pain, addictions and habit. You know, sometimes we deal with storms of anger, storms of unforgiveness and hatred, storms of disappointment and bitterness, storms of doubt and despair, storms of criticism and accusations, storms of fear. That's a big one right there. That's a storm that everybody deals with. We got to go back to the Word of God. We're not getting, been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. We go through various kinds of storms as we sail on the sea of life, or as we live our life, we could say. The disciples had to get past the storm to get to the other side. We have to get past all of these storms and obstacles that come up in our life if we're going to get to the victory. God never intended for his disciples to perish. He intended for them to go to the other side. We'll see this in just a moment. The reason he wanted them to go to the other side, and the reason you need to go to the other side, is because opportunities await there. Abundant provision is there. Physical health and healing and wholeness are on the other side. You know, I believe that if we really knew what was on the other side, we could endure the storms and get through to the other side. But you see, that's where living by faith comes in. Because if you knew what was on the other side, you wouldn't have to live by faith. You'd already see what's over there. But you don't know what's on the other side. But God wants you to go through the storm and get to the other side where the victory lies. Your victory, all that you have been praying for, all that you're believing for, lies on the other side of the storm, or the obstacle, as we might call it, the situation, whatever it is you face. Do you realize that we all face different kind of situations all the time? I face them, the staff faces them, you face them. Sometimes they're big storms. Sometimes they're just a little, as they call them, a squall. You know, not much of a storm at all, just a little quick little squall. But sometimes we find ourselves in a hurricane. That's the only way I know to describe how we get into some of these storms. Man, it is bad. Hello. You know, sometimes we face storms like a tornado. It comes in real quick and just tears everything up and goes on. But man, when that hurricane comes, it lasts for hours. And the devastation is really bad. I I imagine that many of you have been in situations where it felt like it was a hurricane. Anybody been there but me? Oh, I got some help in here today. God expects our faith to get us to the other side. In Mark 4:35, he said, let us cross over. Mark 11:23 says, if you say, believe in your heart and say to the mountain, say to the storm, and don't doubt, you'll accomplish what you say. You see, his words should have created faith in the hearts of the disciples. He intended for them to hear his words, believe those words, say those words, and act on that word. They were to get to the other side by their faith. In the natural, they were in a boat. But it was going to take faith to get that boat to the other side. You're not in a real boat. You're just living your life on the sea of life. And it's going to take faith to get to the other side. It's going to take your faith in the Word of God to get you to all of the blessings that God wants you to have. But I want to tell you a little secret. If you don't know it, the enemy is brewing up a storm for you right now. Yeah. He is always developing a storm. Why? Because he wants to keep you from receiving what God said was yours. You know, if you listen to the weatherman or know anything about weather, you can even watch the clouds and you can know that a storm is building. Am I right or wrong? If you've studied anything about weather, you see those beautiful cumulus clouds, those puffy cotton clouds. But if those things start to build up and go high, 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 get higher and higher and higher and higher, I can tell you one thing. You got a storm brewing. They call that a cumulonimbus cloud. And it builds up and it goes higher in the atmosphere. You see that white puffy cloud all of a sudden gets gray. If you don't know it, that means that cloud is full of moisture. That rain. And as that thing builds, goes up 35,000 feet, those water droplets get in those currents going up and down, and it goes up, it freezes, it gets heavy, it drops, it melts, it goes back up and freezes, it drops, goes back up and freezes, until it's too heavy to stay in the cloud, and then you got a hailstorm. You ever been in a hailstorm? Even little bitty hail, if it's coming down hard, you got to get under something. It hurts. There are many of you that may be in a hailstorm in your life right now. But let me tell you what. You can be delivered and you can get to the other side where there's victory for you because the Bible says so. Not because of what you see, not because of what you feel, but because of what the Bible says. The Bible says that we always triumph in Christ Jesus. I like to say it like this: I always walk in victory in Christ. That's what triumph means, isn't it? So I'm not really changing the Bible. I'm just changing a word that the triumph and victory mean the same thing. I like to say it like this. I always walk in victory in Christ Jesus. I always go to the other side in Christ Jesus. Not any storm can keep me from receiving the blessings that belong to me because of what Jesus did for us when he went to that cross. He died, but he rose again. And he went and he sat down beside of the Father. And he said that we have, because we're in Christ, we sit in heavenly places with him, far above principalities and powers and every kind of storm or anything else that comes near us, because we believe the word. You see, the will of God, the word of God, causes fear to leave and faith to rise. Listen to the word makes fear run and faith thrive. Psalm 57:1 in the New Living says, have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy. I look for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the violent storm passes. Psalms 107:29, New Living says, he calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. Isaiah 43:2 in the Voice translation says, when you face stormy seas, I will be there with you with endurance and calm. You will not be engulfed in raging rivers. If it seems like you're walking through fire with faint flames licking at your limbs, keep going. You won't be burned. I like that. Keep going. You won't be burned. Keep going and your ship won't go down. Keep believing God and you'll reach the other side. You know, we need to read these scriptures and meditate on them. Build our faith up. So that when, as we encounter the storm, things are fine. You know, one of those hurricanes, it's bad, and then all of a sudden there's a calm. And it's nice. And you might think it's all over. But just wait a couple hours, and it all starts again. Do you know that's what the devil does to us? He comes in with a storm. We start believing God and everything settles down and we say, oh, praise the Lord. And we sort of relax, but then the backside of that storm comes in. And sometimes it can be worse than the front side coming on us. But we need to maintain our faith in God. Whether it's calm or whether the storm is howling all around us. If the lightning's flashing and the thunder's rolling and the hail is falling and the wind is blowing, we still need to keep believing what the word says and keep going toward the other side. It said if you're walking in the fire and the flames is licking at your heels, just keep on going. The psalmist said in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't pitch no camp there. I walk through. Listen, you can sail through the storm of life on your life sea as you live your life. God wants and he expects you to believe his word and overcome every encounter that you come up against. He expected the disciples to believe what he said. And even though the storm come, he expected them to say, hey, the master said we're going to the other side. So we're going to the other side. Don't care what happens. We're going to the other side. See, it takes faith to obey God in the face of adversity. When adversity is telling you it's all over, you can't make it. It takes faith to look at the storm and say, I'm going through. You can't stop me. God wants us to obey him, not just when it's the calm, not just when it's smooth sailing, but also when the storm is raging. He wants us to have the same faith, to have the same praise on our lips, to have the same shout in our step, to have the same glory and victory shining on our face as we face the enemy and say, no storm can destroy me. I am God's child, and I will come through, and nothing can keep me from enjoying what God said belongs to me. The problem was the disciples did the same thing that many of us do when we get in the middle of the storm. They got their focus off of Jesus and the words of God, word of God, and get their focus on the storm. During the storm, they grew fearful instead of having faith in what Jesus said. The storm may be created around you, but you can't let the storm get inside of you and cause fear. That's what it did with them. Mark 4:40 says, but he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Another translation says, how is it that you've been, the indication was, how if you've been with me this long and you still don't know how to trust my word? Come on. Giving in to fear will cause you to not exercise what God has already said, and you know it, but fear paralyzes you from voicing it and speaking to the problem in front of you. We've got to exercise faith in God's word at all cost, no matter what's going on. No matter what's happening, we got to exercise faith in God's word. God wants us to listen to the word of God, and fear will be driven out, and faith will arise in your heart. That's why it's so important to continually read the word, read the word, read the word. I heard this preached to me all my life from my father. Read the word, son. It's in the word, son. It's what the word says, son. Go to the word, son. I mean, I can hear his voice in my head right now. See, if you're going to have the life that God wants you to have, you got to get through the storm to the other side. Because the enemy is going to do everything he can to keep you from receiving the blessing that God said belongs to you. Now, it comes in different ways to different people. Because, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses. So he is not going to hit me like he would hit you with the storm, because He's not going to hit my strong point. He's going to hit my weakness. He does the same thing with you. That's why you need the word of God. Read the word of God to shore up your weakness. Watching football yesterday, the announcer was saying they are disguising their weakness by their formation, by what they're doing. What is that? They know they got a weakness in this certain area, and they try to use a formation that disguises the weakness so that the other team does not realize their weakness. Right? I mean, you know, many of you play football. I play football. I'm going to tell you what, if we up against a team that's really strong, they got that middle guard, that tackle and tackle on each side. If they're strong, there's no use to try to run a 24 dive. R23 dive. I say two because that's what I was back. They do it different, but back when I was playing, the quarterback was one, left half was two, the right half back might be three, and the fullback was four because we run the old T formation. That's why it's all different now. So you probably don't even understand my terminology. Because every system has its own terminology. Back then, I don't know how it is now, but I could say the center was zero, and then on the left side, it was one, three, five, and seven. On the right side, it was two, four, six, and eight. And if they, but hey, we wouldn't try to run up the middle. I can't go nowhere up the middle, and I'm fast, but I don't weigh but 135 pounds. I weighed 145 when I graduated from high school. I'm not going to do too much good going up against a 200-pounder. These guys now are over 300 pounds. But you know what we would do? We would run outside, go around them, because most of the time those guys that were that big, that back then, now it's different, but back then, they weren't that fast, and I was fast enough to outrun them around the corner. See, that's what you got to do. The devil is not going to attack you where you're strong. He's going to attack your weakness. We knew they were weak on the outside. We knew they didn't have the speed to stay with us, so we went outside. We don't go inside. The enemy, see, that's what you've got to realize where you got weaknesses. And don't look at me like that and say, well, I got faith, I don't got it. No, everybody, I don't care how much faith you got, everybody's got some weaknesses in your natural, and the devil's going to attack it. And he's going to bring the storm there. But immediately you're going to have the word of God coming out of your mouth going against him so that you can reach your destination. I want you to notice he was going to the other side of Galilee because he had a destination in mind. He had something over there that he wanted to minister to. Actually, that's when he got there, that's where he met the madman of Gadara. He was focused on his destination. I want you to notice that he said, let us go to the other side. He went back and laid down and went to sleep because he believed the word. He believed the word. He believed the word. He could sleep because no matter what's happened, I'm going to the other side. He was destined on his mission. He was focused on going to the other side. We need to get our focus off the storm and get our focus on our destination. What is our destination? The promises of God, the power of God in our lives, the delivering power of God, the providing power of God. What God has for us on the other side far outweighs any storm that we'll ever go through. The storms of life are Satan trying to keep you from enjoying this life. And God said he wanted us to have life and have it more abundantly. And he just wasn't talking about spiritual life. He was talking about natural life as well. Often to get to the other side, we find ourselves in a hard place. We find ourselves in difficulty. Let me tell you something. The difficulty is no match for the person that has the word of God coming out their mouth. The storm has to go. He said, in Mark 11:23, I'm going to say it again. Say to this mountain, be that cast, does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says shall come to pass. He'll have whatever he says. When the storm of life comes up, speak to the storm. Speak to the storm. A lot of times people are praying about the storm. No, speak to it. That's what it said. It says, speak to it. It tells Mark 11:22 says, have the God kind of faith. And he goes on to tell you the God kind of faith is the kind of faith that speaks to the, believes it, believes in his heart, speaks to the situation and has what he says. Have the God kind of faith. And he went on to say, say. Well, you go back to the first chapter of Genesis and you find out the kind of faith God has. God said and there was. 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 You can say and there will be. You can say and there will be. Say it with me. I can say according to the word of God and it will be. No matter what the problem. No matter what is in front of me. Nothing can keep me from going to the other side. Hallelujah. Stand up and praise God. Glory to God. I preached long enough. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this today? Don't let any storm that comes up in your life keep you from receiving what God said belonged to you. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the word of the Lord. I thank you that we each would realize that no, we can't keep the storms from coming, but we can keep the storm from destroying us, and we can have the blessings of God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.